I'm Laurie Mallon, and this is the Profitable Health Coach Podcast, the show where we're all about creating a sustainable, enjoyable, and profitable online coaching business that gives you the freedom and flexibility that you want. We'll hear about strategies, systems, and solutions from experts and fellow coaches who've created the business of their dreams, providing amazing transformations and connecting with clients across the globe. You'll learn how to get started without the technical overwhelm. Join me on this journey to become a profitable health coach. Welcome, everyone. In this episode, we are going to be talking about the 10 things that you absolutely need to know about your ideal client before you do anything. So let's just dive right in. The first thing that you need to know about your ideal client is, what do they want? What is their goal? You need to be able to identify in detail what your ideal client considers a successful transformation. What is their point B? Where do they see themselves when they picture having reached their goal? What does this look like? Being able to talk about what this transformation is and what it looks like is going to make it a lot easier for you to build rapport and trust quickly with your ideal clients. You need to be able to join the conversation that's already happening in their head about what they want to achieve, what it looks like, what it'll feel like, and then position yourself as the expert in making it happen. The second thing that you absolutely need to know about your ideal client is, what would achieving this goal or not look like in their life? So instead of just having them picture what they look like, turn the lens outward in their environment. Being able to talk about what achieving this change will allow them to do and how it'll shift what their life looks like. What will their living situation look like? What will it feel like? How will it make things easier for them? How will it make things better? But you need to be able to talk about the specifics that they are looking for this transformation to have been considered successful. You need to really be able to speak specifically about what their life will look like when this transformation is achieved. So if you're selling a vague transformation, sounds like feeling better or living your best life, it makes it hard for them to see your program or your service as the solution that they need. So translate feeling better into something that they can actually picture themselves doing, like running their bucket list marathon or being able to keep up with their kids at the park or having an experience that they'd miss out on if they do nothing. So if they don't take any action to get closer to their goal, what will their lives look like? So being able to do this gives them a concrete outcome to mentally connect to working with you. The number three thing you absolutely need to know about your ideal client is, what is the pain point that they will pay anything to fix? Right now, your ideal client has some underlying issue that's causing a lot of annoying symptoms. What is the most annoying symptom that is keeping them up at night? What are they Googling right now when it comes to their health or wellness that's actually just a manifestation of this underlying problem? It's a problem that they want solved immediately, if not sooner. Understanding what this is and how it's affecting their life is really going to give you an advantage when you start creating content and having conversations with your ideal clients. Now, the number four thing that you absolutely need to know about your ideal client is, what do they believe is holding them back from solving the problem? Now, this obstacle may or may not actually have anything to do with why they have not yet solved the problem, but they believe it is directly related, and they believe it's what's holding them back. It's what they'll be looking to you to help them overcome. These obstacles can be internal, right? They might believe that they haven't yet solved the problem because they don't have the discipline, or they don't have the patience, or they don't have the knowledge. It could be some kind of environmental obstacle. They don't have enough time. They don't have enough support. It could be that they believe the obstacle is they haven't had the right tool or framework or an external application that will make it easier for them to solve their problem. So what you'll need to do is have conversations and really get into the mind of your ideal client to find out what they believe are the main things holding them back from experiencing this transformation. Now, the number five thing you absolutely need to know about your ideal client is, where are they? Where are they hanging out? Where are they congregating? Where are the places that you can already find them? One of the biggest mistakes that I see a lot of newer coaches making is that they try to build an audience from scratch of their ideal clients. And I like to make this analogy of, you know, when you're selling ice cream, the fastest way to get clients is not to open an ice cream shop and try to drive traffic to it, but to buy an ice cream truck and just go to where there are people who want to buy ice cream, right? So don't wait for them to come to you. Go where they are already hanging out. And you're going to really speed up the process of getting clients, especially in the very beginning stages when you don't have an audience who is waiting for you to invite them to work with you. What you'll need to do is figure out, what platform are they on? And it may not be the platform you like best, but if it's the platform for your ideal client, you may need to learn how to use this particular platform to your advantage to get in front of groups of your ideal client. So if you want to boost your visibility for this ideal client, be where they are. And even if it's not where you want to be, it's where you're going to get the most eyeballs on your content and your offer if you put it where they're already looking. Now, the number six thing that you absolutely need to know about your ideal client is, who are they already following and who do they already trust? Now, you may have heard me talk about the circle of trust. And when you are first starting out, your circle of trust is pretty small. It's limited to your personal network and your friends on Facebook. And sales only happen inside this circle of trust. So instead of investing a lot of time in the beginning of your business, building your audience one at a time and building the trust in there, fast track your profitability by borrowing the established trust of a pre-built audience of the experts that your ideal client is already following by appearing on their podcasts, showing up in their social media feeds, and really just showing up as a trusted resource of somebody they already trust. You get to borrow the trust of the experts that they're already following. Now, the number seven thing that you need to know about your ideal client is, are they able or willing to pay for a solution? So do some market research before deciding who your ideal client is, because you may spend a lot of time targeting a demographic that is not willing to pay for what you offer, or they literally do not have the cash for the price point that you're selling your program at. So you need to find out what they will and won't pay for in terms of solutions to solve their problems. So surveying potential clients to find out what is it worth to them to solve the problem that they have and whether or not they are willing to invest it. Now, the number eight thing that you absolutely need to know about your ideal client is, what format of content do they want to consume? Is it video? Is it text? Is it audio? And what type of content do they want to see? Before you launch this big marketing plan, starting a podcast or a blog or a YouTube channel, find out first how your ideal client wants to learn from you. Find out what they want to learn from you, right? So busy moms, right, really appreciate long blog posts that they can read during nap time. Or executives that spend a lot of time commuting might want podcast episodes to listen to while they're driving. Do they want shorter tutorials? Do they want motivational success stories, handy how-to videos? Find out what kind of content is going to reach them and build trust with them before you invest a lot of time in creating it. Now, the number nine thing that you absolutely need to know about your ideal client is, what have they already tried and found it didn't work? So the solution that failed them has already lost their trust, and you want to separate yourself as much as possible from that failed option. So you need to show them how you're nothing like that product, program, strategy that didn't work, and you will gain their trust. Or at the very least, you won't gain their distrust by association. Now, the number 10 thing that you absolutely need to know about your ideal client is, what do they value? So is the solution that they want something that's going to save them time? Is it going to save them energy? Are you going to make it really easy for them? Are you going to save them money? Is it all three? Odds are that by the time somebody has found you, they've tried a few things already to solve their problem, and they're looking for a particular solution that's going to check the box of what they value the most, and whether or not that's saving time, getting them results quickly, saving them energy, making it easy for them, or saving them money because they maybe have already sunk a lot of money into solving this problem already. And how are you going to make this something that's worth it for them to invest in? So if you can show them how you've created a solution that gets them the results faster, easier, and saves them money long term, that's going to go a long way in building trust in your sales process. Now, I hope these 10 things are really helpful for you and that you can take them and implement them into your market research or your content creation or your marketing plan to help you get a better understanding of your ideal client and help you create the profitable and sustainable health coaching business that you want. Thanks for listening. And if you liked this episode, go ahead and leave us a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to subscribe so you'll be notified when the next episode is live. Check out our show notes for this episode where you can find any of the links and resources that were mentioned during the show. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next episode.